We're very late, Claude, so speed's the word.
Right. The sooner we get out of this country, the better I like it.
Why do you say that?
Oh, I don't like this place. It gives me the chills.
With the sun doing its best to parboil us, what are you talking about?
I'm not talking of temperatures. I'm talking of atmosphere. These forests and hills. Whenever I travel through here, I feel as if I were passing through a place old beyond decay.
But that is amazing.
What do you mean?
Because what you say of this country we are passing through, you speak profound truth.
Truth?
We are at Le Moustier.
Le Moustier?
Oui. Does that mean nothing to you?
Oh, nothing.
Not to me either.
Le Moustier, the Moustierian period, the dawn of mankind, the Neanderthal man.
You mean here?
Oui. Here. In this country which you say is old beyond decay, were founded Neanderthaloid skeletons, what you call cavemen, men from the dawn of man's antiquity.
Claude, are you serious?
Some of the finest specimens of Neanderthaloid skeletons have been discovered in the caves right in this region.
Really?
It is unfortunate we are in such a hurry, or we could stop, perhaps.
Hello, hello. It's the March 29th, 2013 edition of the DS-106 Zone Lowdown. My golly, this is number 10. And as has been the case the last couple of times out, starting with a different sound than my own voice, that was a radio cast from 1970, May 10th, 1970, Arch Obler's Neanderthal. Now, originally the play was done in 1942, but I think I mentioned before that his stuff was revived for the series The Devil and Mr. O, featuring 25 or 26 plays that were done on the radio. Neanderthal is an interesting one to me. What we heard was about 7 or 8 minutes into the 25-minute show, and one of the things that I really dig about Obler is the way he just creates a story so quickly, and you get connected to the characters, and you sort of know who they are and what they're about, although there's invariably some sort of twist, because it's mystery and suspense type radio. Well, anyhow, we have three characters traveling along in the car through a forest in France, and the Frenchman has said that this is the area where Neanderthal man was discovered. We'll come back to another short excerpt of that play in just a bit, and you're certainly invited, encouraged to listen to that among the other plays that are on that site that I linked to, the Internet Archive, where they've got all of those Devil and Mr. O plays available. But before doing that, I really want to do a hat tip to some of the open online participants. Last night, as I was getting ready for bed, I got a tweet from Mike on the Twitter, open online participant from California, who is a visual artist, as best I can tell from his website, a professional photographer. And he said that he had been listening to some of the Obler plays and was in the tweet, was thanking me for them. He said they were quite interesting. So I said in Twitter, please write a blog post about it. And within 2 hours, this wonderful blog post appeared entitled Mr. O and Mr. Low. I love it. And Mike does a neat job of describing being out walking his dog on a foggy night in California, listening to a play entitled The Dark, in which things happen in a mysterious fog. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but if you read the post, you'll see what it is. What happens is the people get turned inside out by the fog. Yes, literally turned inside out. And Mike has done some research. He found a site that discussed how that sound effect was done of a human being having their body, again, turned inside out. Can you imagine? So Mike has listened to 5 or 6 plays. It looks as though he's itching to do something in week 3. So, Mike, good for you. Thank you so much. That really was encouraging to me, just to see that somebody has listened to the stuff, and the blog post that Mike's put together pretty much encapsulates my thinking on why these old-time radio productions have so much to offer. I mean, we've grown up in an age of television or the internet, And most of us have no awareness of what was done 60, 70, 80 years ago in popular culture. And the early days of radio kind of coincided with the early days of big Hollywood. And most of these people who became stars had a career prior to electronic broadcasting, and that career would have been on the stage, on vaudeville. And please check out Mike's blog post, because he makes a mention of that very fact, of the acting, how different it was back then compared to what we see today on the movie and the TV. So there you go. I'll put the link to the blog post on the blog for this Scott Low Radio. I want to mention one other open online participant who's just been in contact with me via Twitter today. Her name is Rochelle. But first, let's stick with Arch Obler for just a bit, because here's kind of what I'm talking about with this stuff. I spent many hours listening to Neanderthal a few weeks ago, and I did that careful logging process that I talked about, and from logging it, I made a bunch of edits where I cut the file into chunks, dealing with the story as it moved along. So as I was thinking about this today, I had the idea of playing that little bit in the car to sort of set the context of the characters and what's going on. And then I wanted to play this next piece because it's a beautiful example of a segue or a transition. And this is one of the things I would encourage or hope people would listen to. How does the artist create these changes in story through both dialogue and sound effect? And here, this is a very major transition coming up. They're driving down the road, and then suddenly, they're running late for their party, suddenly there's an accident. And I don't want to give away too much of the story, but the accident actually throws them backward in time, 50,000 years, and they emerge from the accident in this totally different place. Really quite fascinating. And it's all done with a very simple bit of sound, but suddenly they're driving on the roadway, everything's happy and fine, and the next, we won't hear what happens next, we'll just hear the crash, but after that, they're in a totally different world, and then things get really weird. So you might want to check out Neanderthal. It's pretty cool. But let's hear that crash, and then we'll come back and look at what Rochelle's been doing with the five-sound story.
I remember hearing the hands and feet were very large, the thigh bones curved so that the men walked like apes. Teeth and jaws were large, enormous brow ridges resulting in a fierce, horrible expression.
How nice.
On and on. They were men and not men. Horrible characters.
Kay, would you mind telling your erudite friend to step on the accelerator? We've got to be at Monet within 2 hours. We'll never get there at the pace he's driving.
And Kay, would you tell your impatient compatriot that I drive as fast and in a manner that pleases me alone? Would you tell him that?
Claude, look out, the road's blocked.
Don't swing your wheel, you fool. The cliff
here, something is wrong. I can't.
The cliff!
Kay! Oh!
So there you go. Please check out some of these Arch Obler plays. And, you know, I don't know what anybody's going to do with this. You don't have to reenact the play. You don't have to do something derivative. But just in hearing how this stuff was done so masterfully way back when, you might get some form of inspiration. Check it out, please. Check it out for Scott Low. Well, I am running so late on time with this thing. And the Andrew Thomas experience says that they really need to be less than 10 minutes. So, Andrew, since you're so diligent in writing a response every day and you are leading the pack with all of the DS-106 assignments, I think I ought to pay attention to you. So I'm going to try. It might be just a wee bit over 10 minutes, but I think this last little bit of audio you're going to hear will be worth sticking around a little bit longer. Rochelle, again, is one of these open online participants. She joined late. She had some problems getting her blog up and running, and she's made up for all of that by coming on very strong over the last few days. And she also made her very own five-sound story. Now, there's a great story behind this, so when you go to her SoundCloud page, which I'll link to, there's a link there to the blog where these excerpts came from. And it really is an interesting story, and I would encourage all of you to check out what Rochelle is up to. It's pretty exciting, and you'll get to know her through the rest of the next 4 or 5 weeks, the next 4 weeks of the course, And good stuff. Rochelle, thanks for sharing this. And everybody else, thank you for listening. And I will wrap it up now and let this sound piece take us till the end. So until tomorrow, this is Scott Lowe saying, I'll talk to you tomorrow. So long.
Once was lost, but now